This is Emily.
This is Lauren.
From Nice Apple. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Dial.
When I'm running after work in pale pink October light, at the time of year when everything looks beautiful, between 5 and 6:30 p.m.
Hey everyone, it's Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. And kicked things off there with a little Nicholas Kurgovich from last year's Ouch album. That was the song October. A couple days ago, it still felt like that nice autumn. You know, you're biking home or jogging or walking out in that friskulating dusk light around 5 p.m. and it's just golden and all the trees are bursting with color, but now it has taken a hard turn into just gross autumn, and it's just so soggy out, and anyways, it's gonna rain for a while, but that song was appropriate last week. Should have played it last week. All right, on today's show, we've got lots of different things. I'm going to start off with some Rapport. They're a band from Toronto that recently signed to Arbutus, and they've just put out an EP. It's called In the Dark, and this is the song 30 Days Down and Out. Here we go. This is Toronto's Rapport. Very Silly Kissers vibe to this song, which I like a lot.
Platinum out.
All right, that was Black Marble from their new record, Bigger Than Life. And that is out soon, next week, on Sacred Bones Records. That was the song Feels. Normally not an expression I am fond of, but I like this song. Before that, we heard Baltimore's Lower Dens. That was from their new record, The Competition. And that was the song Hand of God. And at the top, we heard Rapport from In the Dark. That was the song 30 Days Down and Out. This Sunday night, pretty fun looking show at Redgate. Hoop are going to be coming up from Seattle. I saw them a few years ago at the Toast, and they were really, it was a really enjoyable set. And they're going to be joined by Nonla and Rose Melberg. And Rose doesn't play that often in town anymore, so that's so doesn't play solo that much. So it's a real treat to get to see her. So let's give a listen to Hoop. They're going to be joined. Let's see. I'm just looking this up. Jillian Francis. I'm not familiar with her. So this is from their tape a couple of years back called Dream, and this is the song Everyone Can Read My Mind. This is Seattle's Hoop.
Independent pop duo Mating Rituals will be bringing their dance rock sound to the Biltmore Cabaret on October 18th with On and Glass Forest. Get your tickets now at mrgconcerts.com or Red Cat Records.
Hey guys, please vote in this federal election. Pretty please? Please? Actually, no. You know what? F*** this. I'm not gonna beg you. Get the f*** out there and vote. This is your right and your responsibility. Don't give me that political apathy bullshit.
What's the point?
We're in a climate crisis, an opioid crisis, and a housing crisis. Your vote can actually do something about those things. We know the system is messed up, so let's fix it. Start by voting. Election Day is October 21st. To register, find early voting dates, and any other info, please, please visit elections.ca.
With Megan.
right, that was Toronto's Young Gov from the record Gov 1. That was the song Roll With Me. Before that, we heard Cult Babies from their forthcoming record Not a Holiday. That was the song I Was There, like your eyeball, I Was There. And they are just about to wrap up their tour of Europe. They've been on tour with Freak Dream. And a couple more dates. Let's see. They're in going to be in Zurich tomorrow or tonight. They're in Zurich tonight, then Strasbourg, France, and then they are finishing up in Brussels on Saturday. So check that out if you're in Europe. All my Brussels listeners, enjoy. And before that, we heard Dry Cleaning from London. That was the song Magic of Megan from their Sweet Princess EP, released earlier this year. And at the top, we heard Hoop from their Dream Split. That was the song Everyone Can Read My Mind. Okay. Peter Ivers was a cult artist in the late 70s and early 80s. He composed the music for David Lynch's Eraserhead and co-wrote one of the songs that appears in that movie, In Heaven. The woman that's in the radiator with the very large cheeks sings this song. There's a compilation coming out that collects a number of his works. So it's going to be a double LP coming out in early November. And I want to play that song, In Heaven, his version of it. And it sounds like it's taken a long time to pull together. So it's really a labor of love by people. He died quite young. And so a lot of these recordings never got fully released. So let's give a listen to Peter Ivers from the new compilation, Becoming Peter Ivers. This is a song, In Heaven. Thank you.
separate altogether. We call the shit, I believe. We will come around to love, to beauty. Beautiful world, oh, separate altogether. We call the shit, I believe. We will come around to love, to beauty.
Not magic, it's certainty. And what comes after certainty? A world of mystery. I stood on the surf in Kauai while my love videoed me on honeymoon. The passenger is the driver in ecstasy. To see, still hard to read. Well, I never thought I'd make it this far. Little old house, recent model car, and I got the woman of my dreams. An imitation Eames, and I signed Willie's guitar. He sang, "Hey, good looking, what you got cooking?" And I signed Willie's guitar when he wasn't looking. Well, I don't believe in fate. I believe in destiny. Whoa, 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 my destiny is swerving in the road in front of me, drunkenly. When you take responsibility for your own divinity, true love is not magic, it's certainty. And what comes after certainty?
Thank you. string in a row of a cascade is in the buzzing. You sell me a stone, I'd light it up, I'd do it slow and keep up with my mind. And we can listen to the sand if you want. We can talk, I'd talk about it all with you.
I was snoozing. That was, well, we'll hear the rest of that song in just a sec. We just heard Near from the Choms Volume 2 compilation. That was the song You. Yeah, the great comp. Recommend it. You can find the tapes in your local trusted record stores. You should pick it up. Before that, we heard Bill Callahan from his Shepherd in a Sheepskin Vest album. That was the song What Comes After Certainty. Before that, we heard Zach Burba of Ihi. This is his solo record. Ihi is sort of his band as well, but he's recorded something under his own name. It's called, the cassette's called Your Music, and that was the song Beautiful World, featuring Aaron Bergby of Megabog, whom he has toured with extensively. Nice, very short duet. One of my favorite kinds of duets, very short. And at the top, we heard Peter Ivers from the new compilation, Becoming Peter Ivers in Heaven is the name of that song. Excellent. Oh my gosh, how am I forgetting the name of this? The thing that you blow through, harmonica. He was a very good harmonicist, harmonica player. I don't know. Why did I say anything at all? Okay, we've got a few minutes left. Let's give a listen to some Kim Gordon, formerly of Sonic Youth, of course. She has a solo record out. It's called No Home Record, and this is her song Hungry Baby. You heard a little preview of it. Now hear the rest.
Time. It's coming down. Don't look back. Feeling lost in the lonely, meaningless cyberweb? Looking to connect with other users? Then plug in to a CITR collective. Meet users who are compatible with your interests and passions. CITR's mainframe offers 9 unique collectives: news, arts, accessibility, sports, persons of color, indigenous, gender empowerment, LGBTQ2SIA+, and music affairs. CITR collectives are where you can make great radio, great friends, and avoid the abject loneliness of life in the cyber void.
Loneliness.
Unearthing the depths of contemporary cassettes and vinyl undergrounds, ranging from DIY bedroom pop and garage rock all the way to harsh noise and, of course, drone. Pop Drone, every Wednesday at 10 to 11:30 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My advice to young girls would be, go home after school.
Jamais on dépense ça, jamais on dépense ça, jamais on dépense ça. deserve. In this world we live to serve.
Jamais voter pour ça, 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 jamais voter pour ça.
All right, that was Christian Michael Jackson from Montreal, from their record, or the cassette, J'ai Jamais Voté Pour Ça. That was the song Election Day. J'ai Jamais Voté Pour Ça sounds like an Anglophone joke, but anyways, that features Jackson McIntosh from the band Sheer Agony. I hope we don't have Sheer Agony next Tuesday morning after the election, if you know what I mean. They were sort of a joke band made up of members of other Montreal bands that kind of came together for this. But yeah, it was a fun couple of tapes that they put out. All right. Before that, we heard Angel Olsen from her album All Mirrors. That was the song What It Is. And at the top, we heard Kim Gordon from the No Home record. That was Hungry Baby. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Thanks so much for tuning in. Check out the podcast if that's of interest. Try to make sure to vote on Monday, especially if you're the sort of person who's keen to avoid sheer agony. And going to close things out with a song for my pal Patrick. It's his birthday. He was on Noise Complaint recently, performing under his artist, musician named Gal Grayson, and he talked about the soundtrack that inspired a reworking of one of his songs, and I looked it up, and I really liked it, and so I'm going to close out with that. So this is Joe Hisaishi from his soundtrack to the 1991 film A Scene at the Sea, and this is the song Island Song. Happy birthday, Patrick. I hope you have a great day. I hope everyone else has a great day. Enjoy your weekend. Okay, bye.